Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
It takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Look, tonight, Jade, I'm practically drooling now. You know, yeah. I'm fixing my bib. I'm rolling up my sleeves.
Yeah, I noticed that you've come in your eating wear.
In my eating wear. It's a muumuu, essentially. Because I'm getting ready to stretch these pants because, Jade, tonight is actually the premiere of our new mini-series on Different Strokes. It's called Domestic Goddess Jade. Mm-hmm. And for her first challenge ever as a domestic goddess, Jade is actually cooking. Mm-hmm. So you've brought in three dishes tonight, Jade. What are they?
I have brought in chicken tetrazzini. Which became famous because you sent me this link to a Maury Povich clip, video clip. So it's apparently viral on YouTube. So if you search chicken tetrazzini in YouTube, it'll bring it up.
Yeah, bring that person up.
So you'll understand, but I'll explain more during the segment why I chose that particular dish. Then there's also a steak romesetco or something.
And God, you sound like a gourmet chef.
Yeah,
already.
And I made that. That actually came from, there's this blog that's called, What the F should I cook for dinner tonight? I'm not going to swear, Dave. Like, I did this whole thing during the week where I was telling people how we never swear on our show, even though we both swear in real life,
yeah.
Right?
We're classy mommies.
We're totally classy, so I'm not going to say it, even though it's the name of the blog. And then the last dish that I'm doing is a pork salad, which our friends at Rofi does came up with this pork salad thing, so it's quite infamous on the interwebs.
And it's really interesting because we are a media show. You know, we ain't MasterChef translated on radio. We're nothing like that.
No.
But we are a media show. So the idea of Domestic Goddess Jade is to trace Jade's transformation to learning these domestic skills and all that, but doing it in a way that is still true to her and true to our show. Mm-hmm. So she's, you know, drawn references from the media and from the internet like she would for anything else.
And my new housemate has totally given me this new app that I love.
So it's also helping you with your cooking?
Yes, it's called Big Oven.
See, so this is modern day Martha Stewart happening. So Jade's learning to cook and everything using technology and using, you know, social networking sites and apps and whatnot.
I would totally make a good girlfriend one day.
You see, it's all in preparation for something bigger, I'm sure.
Once I locate the lesbians, I will then impress them with my ability to cook.
I mean, if it works for, you know, the guy on Maury with chicken tetrazzini.
Surely it's going to work for me.
I'm sure some lesbians would totally go for that.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. We've had a couple of texts come in. Sam has cleared up that Young Divas cover thing, Dave. Apparently, it was a cover of Patti LaBelle's song called New Attitude.
Well, you see, we trust Joy listeners to be better informed than us.
Yeah, and plus, you know, we totally could have Googled it, but...
It's okay. We have so much...
We'd prefer Sam tell us.
Exactly. We prefer someone like Sam tell us. But you know what? The studio is chock full of food. I can't Google and do normal things
It's
distracted.
It's not fair.
I'm distracted. So we were asking, look, what is your specialty dish? What is your signature dish that you would cook to impress someone.
Yeah.
And we've got an SMS here from Nick.
Yes, Nick says, "Hi, guys, big fan." Oh, thanks, Nick. "I love to cook my boyfriend his favourite dessert, sticky date pudding, and for a signature dish, it has to be Chinese beans."
My, doesn't he sound dreamy?
He does sound totally dreamy. Can I get me one?
So keep your SMSs coming. We want to know what your signature dish are actually, because... Yeah. Coming up next, Jade actually is going to feed me.
Yeah.
She's got three dishes in tonight, so I can't wait to try your cooking. But in the meantime, hey, we've got a brand new TV show that's about to premiere next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Offspring. It's a new Australian drama. And this is what I noticed, Jade, in preparation for tonight's show. I realise that we don't actually cover a lot of Aussie shows, do we? We have a TV segment, but... Very rarely we cover Aussie shows.
But don't you find, Dave, that there's not really a lot of new Aussie TV shows on?
To be fair, though, there's not a lot of Aussie shows on at the moment that appeals to me.
I can talk about Neighbours if you like, but I haven't watched it for about 10 years. So.
But you still want to be on Neighbours, right?
Oh, totally. Who doesn't want to be on Neighbours?
It's your life dream to actually get on Neighbours. So maybe you can set your sights on this one, because I think this one's done in Melbourne as well.
Might give me a bit of credibility too, as opposed to Neighbours.
As opposed to Neighbours, you can say, "Oh, it's Jade from, like, Offspring."
There'll be a lot. That band from the 90s.
But look, in any case, look, there's a new Australian drama called Offspring. It's from the creators of The Secret Life of Us. And I think, look, what's interesting is because this is a drama. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the last time we had an interesting Australian drama that it's on free-to-air TV. Because it seems like there's a saturation of kind of crime shows.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you watched Packed to the Rafters? Isn't that supposed to be drama?
I haven't watched it. How many others are there that, we can call recent?
It's really rare. I actually have pay television, and there seems to be there's like more original programs getting made on pay TV channels that I've noticed.
Than
free to air.
I'm sure there's some sort of politics and business logic behind it, not risking it with an unknown show, and it's better to pay a certain amount of money to import Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, Australians don't want to watch Australians on TV.
I find that strange.
There's
some study on that.
Yeah.
But look, you mentioned before that you liked The Secret Life of Us.
Yeah, it was one of my favourite shows when I was younger, when I was kind of in my early 20s and it was on TV.
I mean, they used to have the soundtracks and everything, it was quite a movement, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But look, in any case, you did ask before and see, you're like, maybe I will like Offspring because I like The Secret Life of Us.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a bit of a rundown what the story's about. Basically, it follows the life of a 30-something-year-old obstetrician called Nina Proudman, who's played by Asha Keddie, and she's apparently famous for being on this show called Love My Way.
Yes, I've watched Love My Way.
Is Love My Way good?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
It's one of those pay TV shows.
It's one of those pay TV Aussie shows?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. She's crossing over to free-to-air.
Yeah.
So the character Nina Proudman, it's basically about her trials and everything, about her finding love and dealing with her high-pressure job and her kooky family and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some very interesting characters and some quite famous Aussie actors in here as well.
Yeah.
And there's Don Haney.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, he's dreamy.
Yeah.
Just need a moment to, catch my breath. fanning myself a little. There's Don Haney, who's been on the award-winning SBS drama called East West 101.
Yeah.
He plays this hunky pediatrician that's, starting out in her hospital. So apparently there's some sparks flying between their characters and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
So there's a bit of a romance there. And then there's Kat Stewart, who's best known for playing Roberta Williams on Underbelly. Yep, season one. She plays Billy, who's Nina's wayward older sister. And it's all about her, trying to clean up her life. And she's apparently, starting out as an apprentice real estate agent, but she has a problem lying. So that's meant to provide us with some comic moments, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
And now this is what excited me.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Mailman.
I love Deborah Mailman.
I love Deborah Mailman. Deborah Mailman's going to be on the show as well.
Yeah.
We all know her from The Secret Life of Us and, of course, Play School.
Her most famous work is Play School.
Undisputedly. All the legends come from Play School.
Totally do. Noni
Hazelhurst, hello.
Yeah.
Australian TV royalty there.
Exactly.
You see, this is why Kerri-Anne Kennelly will never be royalty. Because
I want to add Noni to our interview list. Seriously.
I would love to have Noni on
Different
Strokes. I want Noni
on Different Strokes.
And I want Deborah Mailman as well.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, sure.
I'm sure she can, like, you know, make some time now that, you know, she's got a TV show to promote.
Yeah, of course.
So Deborah Mailman plays Sherry, who's Nina's best friend. Now, they used to work in a hospital together, but she quit to be a nurse on board of a cruise ship.
Yeah.
But she has since, like, and at the start of the series, we'll see her return to land, getting ready to give birth.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all this drama about her being a new mama and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's meant to be this, I guess it's, you know, one of those shows that, you know, is pushed by a good ensemble cast. And hopefully it does well.
Culture, the attitudes and behavior characteristic of a particular social group.
I love that it's my favourite segment intro for this segment.
And I love that the studio smells like a restaurant.
Yes.
I feel like I've just stepped into the back of Zagami's or something. Except it probably smells a bit better.
Yes, this is, you're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. We just played Whatever You Like, Anya Marina.
That's her. And, oh my goodness, this is a segment everyone's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
The very first phase or episode of our little mini series on the show here. This is domestic goddess Jade,
mm-hmm,
at the beginning of her journey, and you have decided to cook this week.
Yes, I have.
So I'm holding in my hand something that looks like steak.
Yes, it's called steak romazeka.
Romazeka.
And I actually got this recipe. See, the genesis of the domestic goddess Jade segment,
mm-hmm,
there were two things that happened.
Okay.
Number one, the Where Are All the Lesbians segment, where it like clearly identified that I had massive issues, right? And as a result of that, you had said to me, Dave, I think that, you know, maybe we should do this segment where you learn to do certain things that would make you more appealing.
Oh, that was totally not my intention. I can't believe you took it that way. It wasn't like I'm trying to prim you so you're more eligible or anything.
Well, you know, we had this whole discussion about how I'm a grower and all of those, and I thought, well, maybe this is why you were suggesting that I needed to learn how to cook.
Well, I was just suggesting because I want to be fed.
In any case, at the same time, someone had let us know about this blog,
mm-hmm,
that's called What the F Should I Make for Dinner?
Mm-hmm.
And it basically, there's a lot of swearing involved on this website, but go Google it. It's actually links to really good, all these recipes. So you can hit refresh. You can say, I don't like that. I don't want to, I don't eat meat or whatever. And it just makes suggestions.
Yep. So it randomly pops up.
Randomly pops with recipes. And this steak, here that I've made you, and it's got potatoes.
Oh, okay.
I haven't tried any of these.
Oh, okay. Should I take a bite?
Yes.
Okay.
The challenging thing about this one, Dave, was that you needed a food processor to make the sauce. And I don't have a food processor, but I had one of those handheld things.
Oh, that's very domestic, goddess.
It's very domestic. And also it was like, you know, there's almonds in that. I hope you don't have a nut allergy.
A bit late now. Started eating it.
There's sort of these almonds and stuff. And needless to say, there were almonds all over the kitchen after I was done with this handheld thing. But I think it turned out okay. And the potatoes, I think they look good too.
Yep. So just for the record, you are actually taking pictures of this, or you already have?
Yes, I have taken pictures of them.
They're on Twitter.
They are available on Twitter. I guess we can post them to the blog.
Or you can go to twitter.com/JadeGulliver and you can have a look at pictures there.
Yep.
So the idea behind Domestic Goddess Jade is to learn all these skills about cooking, like we said before, but because we're a media show, mm-hmm, essentially. So we want to stay true to that. So
yes. You've
sourced these recipes and, you know, all that from websites and from blogs and,
from,
you know, various
apps,
things.
From apps. All kinds of things.
So,
yes, so that was the first one.
This is the steak. Yep. Yeah. It is good.
Yep.
I've had a munch on it. It's nice.
Yep.
Okay. So, what's next?
Okay, so the next thing I've got for you is chicken tetrazzini. Now, Chicken Tetrazzini became famous, as I mentioned a bit earlier on in the show, because of this Maury Povich YouTube clip that you had sent me at one point, where basically this woman was convinced that her boyfriend was cheating on her because her best friend made better chicken tetrazzini. And we decided that we would, you know, we'd Google it and find out what this chicken tetrazzini was. And, of course, I think that if I, you know, am going to make myself an appealing young woman, then maybe, and you know, people will end up on Maury Povich fighting over me because of my chicken tetrazzini, right?
I will cut a woman if she were to come between me and your chicken tetrazzini.
Yes.
Yeah, because so, this tastes amazing.
So chicken tetrazzini, for those playing at home who may not know what it is, I didn't know what it was. It's a southern dish, southern as in southern USA dish. It's got chicken in it. It's a pasta dish. It's basically like, I guess, a chicken pasta casserole. Mm-hmm. It's got cheese. It's very heavy.
Mm, it's yeah. very cheesy.
Yeah. So it's it looks okay.
It tastes good.
I've got plenty of chicken tetrazzini, so if you want to come down to the studio and get some, I've got a whole thing.
Watch the lesbians flood down.
Yeah. And the last dish is a pork salad.
The pièce de résistance.
Yeah, it totally is. So the pork salad, our friends at Rofi Does, who have been on the show before and, you know, write an incredibly funny, have an incredibly funny blog, they had... At one point, there was a discussion about whether this this particular thing was indeed a salad, Dave.
Okay, so this was all on Rofi's blog.
This was all on Rofi's blog. There's four ingredients in the pork salad. It's pork. There's avocado. There's about half a tin of corn kernels, and then a fried egg.
Fried egg.
Yeah. Now this is just a warm salad. So, yeah, give it a go. And there was a big debate going about whether this actually constitutes a salad, but...
Can I just say on the record that this is my kind of salad?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I love pork. I love fried egg. And, of course, I like avocado. So why the hell not put them all together with corn?
Well, you know, it seems to make sense.
You see, I'm kind of fishing around the bowl because I'm not sure where to start.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of want to have them all together, but then I want to try them in pairs as well. So for the first part of this pork salad, let's try smushing avocado with corn.
Okay.
And, oh, there's a bit of pork skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Mmm.
Yeah?
Pretty good. Okay, I have to try the pork.
Okay.
Because it is a pork salad.
Yep.
Mmm. So is it just plain pan-fried pork or is there like...
Yes, I just plain pan-fried it. I didn't put any... I'm not sure if in the official recipe, like you'd have to check with Rofi on this, whether there's like some sort of seasoning involved with the official pork salad, but that I've just cooked it with, you know, salt and pepper.
You know, I have to say, this is probably the best show we've ever done.
Why? Because you got to eat.
Yeah, because I got to eat and you got to do most of the talking.
Two things, Dave. Is that a salad?
Okay, my verdict on this is no.
Yeah.
It is not a salad.
Yeah.
It is a meat dish with some kind of green.
Well, avocado.
I'm sorry, Rofi Does, whoever it was that was arguing that this is a salad. I'm sorry, this is not a salad, but I would eat this any day.
And secondly, what was your favorite?
My favorite dish, you see, I had built up this impression that I'm going to love the chicken tetrazzini because of that YouTube clip that went viral. But that to me is very familiar. I think my favorite's either the steak, which I can't say the second part of its name.
Mm-hmm. Romesecco.
Steak Romesecco. That's my favorite, followed by the pork salad.
Okay, good.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Domestic goddess Jade.
Mm-hmm.
You pass with flying colours.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
I can take my cravat off now.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard. Go do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, I don't know how I'm going to go on. I'm too busy eating now.
Oh, yeah. I had to pull myself away from all the food, but, you know, I've taken a bib off. It's time to focus on a bit of music.
I waited till you tasted it to even try it. Like, I hadn't tried it at home either, so I'd been cooking this thing and going...
Not tasting it.
Mm-mm.
Really? Are you the type of cook that don't taste as you go?
Oh, well, you know, I'm hardly a... an experienced enough cook to have a set of things that I do. So,
oh, yep. Like I always taste as I cook, so one for the pot, one for me, and
No. Maybe I'll take that on board and do that next time.
In any case, tonight we've got Khaleesa's brand new album, Flesh Tone, in here. Mm-hmm. Now I'm very excited about this album, Jade, because I'm a long-time Khaleesa fan,
mm-hmm.
and she's one of those female... Not just Milkshake, no, hell no. I mean, Milkshake kind of solidified it all for me,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of brought her to the mainstream attention, and that is, as you just pointed out, it just demonstrates that that is her most popular song.
It's the only song I know.
It's the only Khaleesa song, But look, there was a period that after Milkshake, she got very generic R&B, and she, started to... be more, one of the pack rather than standing out and being the individual that I always thought she was. Mm-hmm. So we thought for a minute we had lost Khaleesa and, she got dropped and everything like that. So
no.
God forbid an artist gets dropped.
Yeah.
What's she going to do? So Flesh Tone, this new album that Khaleesa's got now, it's actually her first album in, 4 years or so. And it really is a rebranding, a rebirthing of her as an artist. So like I said, she was dropped by her previous label. She took like a 2-year break, mm-hmm. and she had a baby. And believe it or not, she wanted to quit the industry altogether. She studied to be a chef.
Ooh.
So she was having a domestic goddess Khaleesa moment.
Yeah, she thought, oh, okay, I can't make it in the music industry. I'll try and make chicken, MasterChef.
Yeah, cook chicken tetrazzini. Yeah. But, luckily for us, she came back and she finished an album. So she actually did most of Flesh Tone. She ended up recording most of this before she was signed up again.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's with will.i.am, the guy from the Black Eyed Peas,
yep.
for you, Jade, who's... probably
I totally know who will.i.am is. He was in Date Night or whatever.
Oh my god.
With Tina Fey and Steve Carell.
So that's your connection. Okay, because he was in a Steve Carell Tina Fey movie.
What? At least I got there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh well, so she signed to will.i.am's label and the album is actually very electro pop. So it's quite a departure from the R&B background that a lot of people know Khaleesa for. She's worked with a bunch of amazing producers like David Guetta, who seems to be producing everything these days, and will.i.am, of course, and Benny Benassi. So these are very, very esteemed, very popular, very hot right now dance producers. Would you like to have a listen to the album?
I'm very interested. Is there something, some other drink-related track we can expect?
No milkshake, no orange juice.
No beer, wine and spirits.
Yeah, no cafe latte.
No.
Although that would be a cool song.
Yeah.
I'll think of something that rhymes with latte and we'll come up with a jingle for Khaleesa.
Okay, good.
But with Khaleesa's album, it's a very euphoric album and it's very seamless as well. So it's 8 tracks, if you don't count the intro. Mm-hmm. And it all seems to kind of blend, it segues from one track to the other very nicely. And it's what I really like about this album is that there's some really roidy and really sweaty kind of dance tracks like Scream and Emancipate. So these ones are, absolutely go bonkers and let's just dance kind of songs. But then my favorite are the more personal tracks, and I say personal in a sense that the lyrics seem more enigmatic and they seem to draw from her personal life and, like if she's, singing about her child or something like that.
Yep.
Songs like Song for the Baby, which is obviously dedicated to her newborn. I like those tracks.
Yep.
And Brave and Home. They're the ones that stand out to me. They're the ones that have me coming back for more.
Mm-hmm.
But, the two singles she's got off the album are A Cappella,
mm-hmm.
and 4th of July. The typical dance floor stuff. You expect them to do well, but for one reason or another, it hasn't quite taken off.
Mm.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Oh, there's still so much food in the studio, Jade.
I'm sorry, Dave. There's only 2 of us.
Yeah, you're over-catered.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. We can feed all the people at Joy.
Yeah, totally. I don't know they're going to want to eat it after we've been picking around in it for an hour.
In any case, that's all we've got time for this week.
Yes. If you want to catch up with us during the week, you can. If you go to joy.org.au/differentstrokes. Or if you want to go follow us on Twitter, you can. We're under our own names. Our links are available on our blog. Our blog is differentstrokesradio.blogspot.com. If you want to become a fan of us on Facebook, we happen to be there as well. We are everywhere.
We are watching you.
If you search for Different Strokes on Facebook, you can become a fan of us there.
And we're happy to take suggestions for domestic goddess
totally
Jade.
Totally want to take suggestions.
Would you like to see Jade do cross-stitching or crocheting?
Oh, God.
I was going to suggest that's next week's task.
Really?
Not really, but now? Yeah.
I don't know like do that. I don't have the patience for that kind of.
By the time you start knitting a scarf, it'll be summer.
Yeah, it's true.
It'll be no use for a while.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.